recorded live by jml.org.au.
Definitely off the top of the page. It says the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, and Mashiach will come, and Goygamag will come in. It says in the Vuah, Vahoye Bayema, who will be on that day, Lo Yiye Oid Yikoriz, will no longer be Or Yikoriz and Kifoyim. What does that mean? My Yikoriz, what does Yikoriz mean, and what does Kifoyim mean? Amar Abulazar says is referring to the oy she yakabaram has an oy which today is bright and very precious, but compared to Olam Haba, it will be such a new light. The kofulam haba will be pale compared to what's going to be in Olam Haba. It's going to be secondary. Rabbi Yechanan says, you know what you're referring to over here? Yikaris and kifayin elu negoyim ve'olis. These are the mishnayis of negoyim and olis. These are very difficult mishnayis. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin over there that Rabbi Elazar, when he was a Shamuti, he was a Cherem, and afterwards, the last day when Rabbi Akiva came to him, he taught him 3,000 halachas in the Goyim Va'olas, as if this is the paradigm of the most difficult parts of Shas. Elu Negoyim Va'olas. She Yikarim Neimar Mahaz, and they're very difficult in this world. Abakfuyin Elam Haba, but in the next world to come, it'll be easy to learn. Rabbi Shur Ben Levi says, you know what it means, Yikaris v'kifayin? Chashiv Amar Elu B'nei Adam. These are people, she Yikarim Mahaz. In this world, we treat them as if they're important people. Rashi says we're talking about people who are wealthy. In this world, people who have a lot of money, people that have their cheres for. But in the world to come, Kfuyin Elam Haba. In the world to come, they're nothing. If the only mile they have is to have money, it's worthless. Kiha, there's a story, Rabbi Yosef B'nei Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Shur Ben Levi. We have a similar story with Shmuel and Abba the Shmuel, and father Shmuel. But here, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Cholash, he was very faint, Visnagi, and according to Rashi, he actually passed away. The others, he fainted. Kihada, when he came back, Amalei Avu, Amai Chazis, knew what did you see in the world to come. Amalei Oilam Hafach Nisa, I saw a world that's just the opposite of our world here. El Yainim Lamata, all those people that are in this world over here, that are so chashik because of their wealth, upstairs, they're in the bottom of the ladder. The tachtenim, and those people who have no time for, is lemaila. They go very, very chashiv above. Amalei Bini, you didn't see a fakirta world. You didn't see a world that's upside topsy turvy. Oilam Baradis, he saw exactly the way he did. He saw the truth. Tell me, that's money. What about Banan Os? Ananas, Heichi, how do we fare up there? We Tamid Chachamim, how do we fare up there? Hashem, his son answered them over there. Heichi, he's Anan, Hacha, Hachi, Asin Hashem. The way people view us here, they give us covered because of our Talmud Torah, our learning. So too upstairs, we give him covered. Shemaita heard, I heard actually to say, Hashem, Mishabala Khan, praiseworthy, somebody comes here, the Talmud Biyadai, and he learns in his hand. The most important thing is learning Torah. And I once heard saw a vort that it says that you have to learn. You cannot compare somebody who learns chazas 100 times to somebody who reviews 101 times. And that's what we're saying here. The word likan is the gematria lamed and chaf is 50 and aleph is 1 and nun is 50 is 101. Asher mishabo, what praiseworthy the person that comes likan with 101 times the Talmud Biyadi 101 times. Also, Talmud Biyadi means it's not good enough to learn and keep it in your head. And you say, oh, I learned to know the whole Torah. The other, it has to be able to bear fruit and it should come out in Lepoyel as well, in your behavior. But Shemaite, another announcement I heard was that they said, Harugi Malchus, that those people were killed by the government, Ain Adam Yochalamad bin Mechitzas, and nobody can stand in their Mechitza, there's such a high Madrega. Umanin, who we're referring to here, Ilem Rebbe Kiva Chaveda, the 10 Harugi Malchus that were killed, Kiva Shem, Mishimirugi Malchus, the only compliment, the only mile they had, the only virtue they have is the fact that the Harugi Malchus, Rebbe Kiva, and all these other Tanaim, they're all big time in the Chami. El Harugi Lud, the two brothers, the people who killed the Lud, Papis and Mulanis, who the princess was found dead, and the king accused the Eden and threatened to destroy all the Eden in his kingdom, came forward these two brothers, Papis and Mulanis, and they took full responsibility even though they were innocent. So this way the Eden were saved. So they have a very high madrega, a Moisa Nefesh, to save the entire country. Bayemahu, it says that on that day, and when Mashiach, I'm talking about Mashiach, on that day, how do we get to Mashiach? Because we're talking about how Yerushalayim will be extended. We're talking about leaving Yerushalayim, so we're going to talk about Yerushalayim is going to become bigger. So it's like this, Bayemahu, this is leading up to it. On that day, Mashiach will come, and Goygamah will come, you'll find on the Metzilas Asus, we'll soon see, normally means the bells on the horse, we'll soon see what it means. On Metzilas Asus, Kodesh Lashem. You'll see that it'll be holy for the Abish, a consecrated Hashem. What's going on? What in the world does it mean? Metzilas Asus. What's Metzilas Asus? So we have three opinions. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaHoisiv Yishalayim. Yishalayim will become far greater like today than it is. Ad Shahasus Rotsu Matzah. The word Metzilas and the word shade, shadow. During the entire day, whenever you're walking or an animal walks, there's always a shadow because the sun is on an angle. But noontime, there's no shadow because the sun is straight down. So as the distance that an animal takes to walk from sunrise to when the sun rises, it's as the sun is in the middle of the sky, that's how far the great Yerushalayim is going to become. That's one opinion. Now, Rabbi Lazar says, means all the bells that they hang around the horse, beinena, between his eyes, all these ornaments around the horse, yekodesh l'Hashem, they'll become well-to-do, and they'll all donate that to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yechon says, kol biza, any plunder, shebeize Yisrael, that Eden will plunder, ad shah, shasus, rots, umatzi yekodesh l'Hashem, that he agrees. Mitzilus means to noon. But what about noon? Not that Yishalayim will be extended and it'll take a horse to travel from morning to noon, but it means that everything that a horse can, that everything that we plunder the first half of the day, all that is going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara. Now we're talking about it'll be a great donation to the Beis HaMikdash. It means there'll be all this plunder they're going to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. That's where you find another pasuk describing it, and it says in that same pasuk, that the pots that they used to remove the garbage, the Trumas Hadeshen, in Beis Hashem, we like those utensils in Mizbech with gold and silver. In other words, it's trying to describe the wealth that's going to happen then, that even the kalim, which are used for non-prestigious avodas, will also be made out of gold and silver. Makes sense. The other two explanations, Shlain will be extended, or that the bells of the horses will go to the Beis HaMikdash. What's this? What's going on? What does it mean? V'hoya hasidus be'Beis Hashem. Says the Gemara, you think it's all one thing. No, it's the same pasuk. There's two nevi'ahs being said in this pasuk. One is about the bells being donated, or about the shrine being extended. And another one is the ma'atri Yisrael, a separate thing. The Eden will become wealthy. There'll be abundance of wealth. They'll donate all of these pots and pans and these things made out of gold and silver. But the Gemara Bishlam Adon Bizeh means plunder. Heinrich says, will no longer be a Kanani. What is the term Kanani? Kanani means a merchant, a trader. There's no longer any reason for the Beis HaMikdash to handle and to trade because they have so much money. They won't have to go out there. And we'll soon see how we know Kanani means a trader. The other two explanations are what? That it means that Yishalayim will be extended, or it means that the bells of the horses will be donated. What do you mean there won't be any more Kanani? Don't read the Kanani. Ella ain't kan oni. It means there won't be any more poverty. There won't be any more Yisrael. Mashiach will come. Everyone will be well-to-do, and therefore there won't be any more aniyim. Says the Gemara. Good point. How do we know that Kanani means a trader? The Chiyuv says, Tag is called a tradesman, a person who deals in Schayra. The Chiyuv says, Vayasham Yehuda, when Yehuda and Tamar, he saw Bas Ish Kanani, he saw the daughter of a person of Kanan. What does a Kanani here mean? Elema Kanani, Mammy, literally, she came from the nation of Kanan. How's that possible? Evshebo Avram, Avram came along and said, Yitzchak, don't you dare marry with a girl from Kanan. But Yitzchak came along, Yitzchak, and he warned Yaakov, the same thing. And Yehuda, Ozlo ben Asa, Yehuda would defy his parents and his father and his grandfather, and he would marry Dafka, a girl from Kanan. It can't be. So what does it mean he saw the daughter of a Kanani? Elam Rishmin Lakish, Bas Gavra Tagli, so the daughter of a merchant, which is well to do. See what it says in Pasuk, Kanan, that the person from Kanan is a cheater. And Biyodoi, what does he have in his hand? Moi's name Mirma. He has in his hand scales, tricky scales, the scales that are not honest. So we see Kanan is somebody who deals, who sells, the buys and sells. Or Ibois Hema Mahakra from the following Pasuk. Where it says Asha Sechre, that it's a merchant, is Sarim Kananeh, Sarim are officers, Kananeh Nichbadi Aretz. And Kananeh and Nichbadi Aretz are the honored in the land. So Kananeh must mean also a kind of merchants.
And then the question, then you have to ask the question, because the Koyal Kanan was the son of what do you call it?
It's also a euphemism. No, why daft the word Kanani for that? Maybe that's what he did for a living, I don't know. Says the Gemara, "Vahay Hashem leMelech Kol Haaretz, when Mashiach will come, Torah Mashiach will come, there will be that the apes will be in the world. By Yemahu, what's going to happen? Yi Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad. Then the apes will be one. And what today? Otto Eidna Lav Echad. What do you mean? Then the apes will be one. And today, what is it? Maybe what it means is Loika Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba." That you cannot compare this world to the world to come. Ha'olam haba, ha'olam has in this world. Alpsudas, teva is a good news. Oimei, you say, baruch ha'teva ha'meitiv. So, you thank the Eibishter. And alpsudas, rois, you say, baruch dayin emes. Right? Ha'olam haba, but in the world to come, there won't be any bad news. There's no alpsudas rois. Kuloi, everything will be ha'teva ha'meitiv. That's what it means. That yi Hashem el-chadosh mechavim. Only one bracha. Now we have two brachas. Sometimes good things happen at Teva Meitiv. Sometimes bad things happen at Baruch Dayan. But in the future, no more bad things will happen. We only one bracha. That's what it means. Says Gemara, that's one pshat. Om Nachem Mitzchag, loy ke'elam ha'azer, ha'ba. No, we're talking about the Eibish's name. Not the way it is today, the way it will be in the future. Ha'elam ha'azer, today the Eibish's name is written and read two different ways. Nichtav, how do you write the Eibish's name? Yud, K, and Vav, K. But v'nikra, how do you read the Eibish's name? Aleph, Dalet is read totally different than the way it's read. So today, it's not the same, the Eibish and the way his name is read. Aval ha'elam ha'ba, kuloy echad. That'll all be one. What do you mean, ha'elam 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 ha'elam. We'll read it, the Eibish's name, exactly the way it's written. It'll be all the same. So you might have saw that, in fact...
Interesting also that the way they have it, it says, first say Nichtov, Malazeh, and then Nikra. And the thing that say Nikra, first and then Nichtov.
Yeah, because it says by Yemahu, so we told you the Pasuk is by Yemahu, and yeah. The question was Otto Eden. So we're first going to the way the Pasuk is written.
So what you're saying is that it's Malazeh, it's written one way, and we'll read it the other way.
Yeah.
But the other way, what we should be saying is the way it's written is the way it's read.
Yeah, okay. Sava Rava actually wanted Lemidish Lepik in his yeshiva. He wanted to teach them how to read Yudke Vavke and say it the way it's written. anyone dash know the premise behind it and so on. Amalei who Sava, this man told him, we'll see at the end of the first place on head and who the Sava was. Rav Nuna Sava. But La Alam Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk. It says La'olam. Not La'olam, La'olam. It says La'olam was written without a vav.
La'olam.
No, that's how it's written, but it's read La'olam. Zeshmi La'olam is Zichid David Dodev. It's La'olam. But it's always. The idea is. It's Ksiv. Yeah, the idea is that it's not written the way it's read. It's read La'olam. But how is it written? As if it's La'olam, which means to hide. So therefore, what are you revealing the Eibush's name for when it says clearly the pasuk Zeshmi, this is my name, I want you Alim to hide it. So therefore, don't reveal it. Ravina asks, see, it says the one pasuk Zeshmi la'olam v'zezichad v'dayit. It says the pasuk, this is my name forever. This is my memory l'dayit v'dayit from generation to generation. What does that mean? Agad baruch hu, loikish ani nichtav ani nikra. I don't want you to read my name the way I'm written. Nichtav ani yudkei. I am written yudkei. But the nikra ni balo dalid. So there's a shmi and a zichri. There's two things here. There's the way my name is written, but the way I want you to remember it. But lots of love, it all be one and the same. Okay, had naloch eloi. We begin out the fourth page. Says the Gemara, Mishneh, Mokim shenogu last malach about Ripsachim, where the meaning is to work at a pace at Chatzais. From Chatzais and on, which is not allowed to work. Regarding before Chatzais, it's only a minig. Oh, so the meaning is you can work in the other place in the morning, you can. Markim Shinogu Shaloy Lasses, the meaning is not to work, ain't noise, and you don't do. What's the reason why you don't? Said Ashi in the bottom of the page. Markim Shinogu, Abig Machlek is Ashi in the Rashayim. Markim Shinogu Achatzei, says Ashi Chatzeye Midei, Shaloy Lasses, why shouldn't you work at a place in the morning? So Ashi says, Kidei Poshet, Balabatish, Shaloye Torad Bimalacha, you'll be so preoccupied in your work, the Yishkach, you forget, Biyechemtsa, you forget to burn your chametz, and Shchitta Zapesa, you forget that the current Pesach has to be brought in the afternoon, you got to prepare. And with tikkun matzah, you got to prepare matzah l'tzedek halayla. The mitzvah l'troyach v'ayyim is a mitzvah to work during the day. K'day l'hosev mai, because the whole idea is by the seder you should start the seder as soon as it becomes you come back from shul. K'damar v'hei basa, and the way Rashi learned pshat, big machleik is there. Choyt v'matzah b'leil pesach. What does it mean that you should grab matzah l'leil pesach? Not that kids should grab each other or something. It means you should start the meal as soon as possible. B'shvil shenosh lo yishan, shouldn't fall asleep. 100%.
What about
Gemara will ask the question. So Rashi holds the whole thing with the Rabbanon. Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi.
Anything else? No, hang on, but he's giving three reasons, but he's focusing on the third reason. The third reason is the meal of Nas. So I'm asking him according to that, you shouldn't be locked out of Sukkot also. So the Tosfos brings that Yerushalmi that says the reason why you don't work is because Karban Pesach, and a person who brings a Karban that day is a Yom Tov. Like the whole Gemara that Tisha B'Av was Nitcha, they didn't fast in the Tisha B'Av because they brought Eitzim.
So we bring a carbon, you don't fast, it's a yom tov for you on that day, and therefore, at a Pesach, you bring a carbon, it's a yom tov. So why is it only a minig then? Because since it's not shaykh to bring the carbon before chatzay, so in the morning you're allowed to work, but it's only a minig because of the carbon. So it's a big machlekes to show him, according to Tosfos, Vaisus Medraisa, the Baal HaMor says that it doesn't apply today at all, because there's no carbon today. So why should it apply today? And the machlekes the takim applies today. If you learn that it's mahatayda, then why should it apply today? But even so, some say the Ravid says it does apply today because mehele yibana beis hamikdash. You have to be a rabbanik to believe Mashiach is coming. That's an oimer. So he said mehele yibana beis hamikdash. Not on this. That's the Ravid. Yeah. That's what the Ravid says. The Balamori obviously says no because he says you don't have to. Others say that if it's only midrabbanan, then we have a rule that anything that chacham masakin until a bezin godul memenu b'chacham minyan, it has to be larger in quality and quantity to undo it. And even though it doesn't apply today, it's still lasa. So the bachleik is where these things apply.
Because we don't have the mitzvah of regarding the bitcha by yom hakuf. That night, the whole mitzvah is regarding the bitcha.
No, but we're also worried about the...
worried, concerned for the children, they should fall asleep. That's why he brings me here.
True, but it says also about shechitas Pesach, you have to prepare yourself. And okay, the Gemara we'll talk about in a minute. Another important rule. If you go from a place where the minig is that they do work to a place where not to work, the bottom of the Mishnah, a place that doesn't work doesn't work. The rule is the Mishnah seems to be very clear cut. You always take the chumris wherever you go, and then the Gemara will change it all around. We can learn tomorrow. That's contradictory. We just said. Then the Mishnah says, don't make machlekes. And here we just say, take the chumras whichever is strictest. It sounds like even though the place where I go to the lenient, you should follow the chumra where you come from. Then he says, don't be different because you don't want machlekes. How do the two gel? The Gemara later will explain. Kiyot were similar. Hamoylich paid his shvius. You know that it says that I saw was divided into three parts, Yehuda and so on, and what happens is that when the tvua in this particular species of tvua is finished in your field, it's been consumed, you're not allowed to eat anymore that's left in your house. So in some places that you saw they finished already, some places they didn't. So Hamoylich paid his shvius. If you transport with you fruits of shvius, memakum shekol amok shelakol, from a place where they already finished eating, not allowed to eat anymore, to a place where they didn't finish, so they continue eating. So you're going from a strict place to a lenient place. The same thing. You always got to do the chumras. Same thing as Muhammad. However, here he disagrees. He says, say, you tell the people, it's not a chumra kula. You guys finished eating and I didn't. You want to eat? You can eat. Go to my city where I come from and sit down and eat there. There's plenty available there. Just here, you know, so it's not a halacha thing. It's a metzizik thing. Therefore, he says, go over there and you can eat. So therefore, don't bother me. I can eat here. Says the Gemara, why are you only talking about Erev Pesach after the Arve Shabbos? The Arve Yom Tov Nami, even Erev Shabbos, near Yom Tov also. The Tanya we learn, every Ha'oisim Melacha be Erev Shabbos, Arve Shabbos, the Yom Tov, Mina Mincha Lamaila, from Mincha onwards, from the Mincha Gedela, Mincha Tana, which is 9 hours in a day, 9.5 hours in a day. In the Roya Simbrach, like we'll not see a Simbrach at all from what they, from what happened. They won't see any Simbrach. Says the Gemara, don't see the difference? First of all, the time. Hasa mina mincha la mailud also over this, also from mincha onwards, samulcha mincha la, but even a half an hour before it's mutter. Hacha mechatzais, here it's way before. Here, no, like this. The Mishnah says that there's a minik till chatzais. So it seems, what about after chatzais? It's also so. The Mishnah has two chiddushim. First one chiddush is that before chatzais depends on your minig, but nobody did, there's no minhagim after chatzais. It's a flat issa for everybody. So that's the whole chiddush of the Mishnah. As the Gemara, we find the same thing about Yom Tovim. Name all Yom Tovim. First of all, it's the time. There it's from 3:30 in the afternoon, and here's from 12 o'clock. So that's one big difference. Another difference is inami hasam over there. It's frowned upon. You won't benefit from it. Shamuti we don't put you in chayim. It's an issa and an issa shamuti. From here, the whole machlek is a shayim. It seems from this Gemara right here. Who said about putting people in chedim? All it says it is an issa de rabbanon. So some of the shayim want to link from here that every single issa de rabbanon, if you don't follow, comply, you deserve to be put in chedim. So the Rabbanan can be worse than the Raisa. That the Rabbanan, you put you in Chelim, Shemutin, and the Raisa, you don't put you in Chelim. In fact, by the Raisa, in Makkas Mardas also, the number of the Shema hold that Makkas Mardas, which is the Makkah you get for Rabbanan, is more serious than from the Torah, because the Torah you get 39, you have a doctor who works it out. Unless, by Makkas Mardas, Achetei Tse Nafshei, says Tse Sefta. So he drops dead. Or he does tshuva, you know, stops. Gufalat analyze the brayso. Oysa malacha barashav yom tov. If you do malacha erev Shabbos or yom tov, mina minchal ma'ir minchal onwards. Or of a mitzayi Shabbos of a mitzayi yom tov. Or a mitzayi yom kippurim. The Rishonim already say it doesn't mean entire mitzayi Shabbos. It means while people are still meisiv, they didn't they make avdol and so on. Anywhere where it's touching, bordering on Aveda is also. What do you mean everywhere? What else is there? La suye tiny tibur, including a tiny tibur. We're talking about a tiny tibur that there's a drought. So then you know how to do malacha. Ain't no reason bracha leilum. Will not see any benefit from what they do. Tell them what we learned. Yesh zoris are people who are very active in nisket and they benefit. The yesh zoris are people who are active in nifsid and they actually lose out. Yes, shuffle that people literally means humble but are inactive, they're lazy. Veniska and they benefit from it. And the yes, shuffle that people are inactive but veniska they lose out. Now, Gemara will explain what we mean. Zadi is a guy who is active and veniska and he benefits. The Avi Kula Shabbat, he's a hard working person. He works Sunday through Thursday. Avi Mala Shabbat, he takes Friday off. That's a Zadi's veniska. A Zoris Venisa guy is active, but he loses out. The Abi Kula Shabbat, a whole week he works. The Abi Mashmah also works on Fridays. So he's very active, but he loses out because he worked on Friday. What do you gain from that? Shuffle, somebody is lazy, Veniska benefits. The Abi Kula Shabbat, he's unemployed a whole week. And the Abi Kula Shabbat, nor does he work on Friday. The Poyle will get the benefit for not working on Friday. Shuffle Venisa, the guy who is unemployed, or is lazy, and he loses out. You know why? The loy obi kul shabbat and tie, he doesn't work, but the obi kul shabbat, punkt and Friday, he has a job. So then he loses out from all sides. Amar says, Rabbi, Hani Nashi de Mechuzah, these women from Mechuzah, Afagab, even though the loy avdan, Abidata Memayo Shabbat, even though they don't work on Erev Shabbos, Meshum Mefankusahu. And the reason is not because they're frum and everything else. They just don't work. Sorry?
A kugel.
Okay. Yeah. Nevertheless, they don't work a whole week. So no, there's no particular... They still get the benefit. The fact is they didn't work on Friday after Friday. And we're talking about Lucheri Friday, and Adim, we're talking about what we said on top of the page. Rabbi asked a question. Ksiv, it says, Ki Godul ad Shemayim Chazdecha. Till Shemayim. Ksiv, Ki Godul me'al Shemayim Chazdecha. Okay, so what, is it ad Shemayim Yechasadim, or is it al Shemayim and above Shemayim? So he said, okay, so it depends. Kan ba'isin lishma, if you work lishma, then it's me'al Shemayim. And be'kan ba'isin shalei, lishma is only al Shemayim. This is after they brought an idea to the going there. So if you do lishma, then it goes to the highest madregis of the course. If you do lishma, it's still doing a mitzvah. Of us, it's ad shemayim. Teish already explained the different kinds of loy lishma. There's loy lishma like over here. A person doesn't work a whole week and they don't work on Friday. What's loy lishma? Not antagonistic or anything. Just they had no particular kabbonis. They'll get the benefit. That's what we're talking about here. There's another loy lishma where we say if we do loy lishma, it's better you weren't born. Where he does it lekantit, he does it either to show off or to for a particular reason and for a bad reason. Then it's awesome. A person should study Teda and Mitzvahs. Even though it's not Lishma, from Lishma he'll come to Lishma.
I heard it with a vav. Shaloi Lishma. Really, what is his really inside him is Lishma.
Yeah.
Therefore, Balishma, it comes out eventually. Balishma.
Chassidus explains Shemetoich Shaloishma inside the Loishma is Balishma. Inside, even though the Pnimi is every Yid wants to do the right thing, and the Shav is the right thing. No, the Chatzaini is the Guf doesn't sense it. So Shemetoich Shaloishma inside the Loishma is Balishma. Then Rabbi told him what we learned. Hametzapel is Char Ishta. If somebody sits at home and he wants his wife to get a job, and she will bring the income home, or the Chayim, he's waiting for to sell the Chayim the milk, or to hire the Chayim to make money. These are hard work. You're not going to see any benefit from this kind of a life. That's right.
After 20 years in Poland, he still didn't get rich. It says he really got the
So Shaloy Lishma, without relying on her. She says here, Schar Ishta, waiting for the wages of your wife. Matkulta, she takes, what do you do? She takes a scale and she walks around from house to house. She's Mavaza herself. And how much money does she earn already? So her wages are a pittance. And in the meantime, he completely removed her self-esteem. He didn't gain anything. Vechaya, when it comes to the mill, Igarta, you rent it out, but how much money do you make? It's a hard work, it's a heavy thing to carry around, but yet you make very little money on it. So that's why it's not a good life. Aval, Avdom is Davna, but if you take it and you sell it, if she works and she sells things, instead of going around with a scale and trying to, you know, to rent it out, whatever it is, but if she works, she makes things, and then a woman sells it, then faket, she can make a good money out of it. Why? Because we say every Friday night, it says, sodin osasa, she'll make over there clothing, and batimka, she will sell it, and tabracha. So if she is in retail, she'll do all right. Be a bracha.
Means of manufacturing rather than
dealing. I guess so. If somebody makes a living out of kanim, out of little thin sticks or reeds, uva kan kanim and out of jugs, ain't the reason bracha loyim will never see it in bracha. My time was the reason. Kiva and the nafish afich zayu. Since the things that you're making are big, people can see, very interesting. Shaltibu ain't, if you're successful and it's very obvious what you're doing, then people look at you and give you an eye in horror, say, oh, how come he's so successful? Shaltibu ain't, people have the ability to cast an evil eye, and the taka has an effect. We have a number of times in Shas already, that the evil eye can have an effect on people.
If you run a scaffolding business, you've got problems.
Or in a Jewish neighborhood. Make sure it's in a Jewish neighborhood. So what we learned? We learned, Tagre Simta, those people, the merchants who sell on the side streets, and people see all the time what you're selling. Umigadle behemadaka, those people who raise the small behemoths, but sometimes we praise them, but yet if they raise them, people can see how successful you are. And Koitze Ilanas Tavis, or people are always upset with you. Koitze Ilanas Tavis, if you cut down good trees to sell them as firewood. Everybody sees and they're upset with you. If you're a type of person, whenever they're giving out food, you always want to be sure that you're first, you get the largest portion, the best portion, and so on. That's who you are. You know why? My time in all of these instances, the Torah and Shabbat are amazed, are wondering what you're doing. They cast an evil eye. They give an eye in horror because they see what you're doing. Part of what we learned. Dalit prutas emes in bracha leilam. The four kinds of coins that you never see any benefit from it. And what are they? Schar koisvin, getting paid for writing things down, or schar meturgimin, or the schar for being the interpreter. Every amida had a meturgimin. His job was that the amida would say into his ear, and then he would get up there and had a loud voice, a booming voice, and would say it for everybody else. And the main work is Shabbos. He's a Shabbos rabbi. So what did he get paid for? For working a Shabbos. The schar yisaimim, or getting paid. Let's say he makes it works for the assignment, he gets half the profits of that. Or let's say a person who makes money by sending his wares overseas, and his stuff is always not under his eye, he can't, his watchful eye, he's always away from him. In all these cases, he doesn't see a bracha. Why? What's wrong with him? The mechzik is chas Shabbos. Even though you might have to appear during the week and gargle your stimma and everything else to make sure that you can do it, or if you learn a little bit during the week as well, nevertheless, it looks like everyone thinks you're getting paid for working a Shabbos, and the people cast a bad eye on you. So that's what we're saying. Even though that you're not doing anything wrong with poil, because you're allowed to do schar of law, if you do work during the week and your Shabbos, you're allowed to get paid because it's schar of law and so on. You're working with the same. What happens if you ever take a cent that you shouldn't take? Even normal partnership, you might call each other. You know, you say you're not going to be that pedantic. But when it comes to the same, Yasme under bar mitzvah, it can be meichel. And Moyes, what's wrong with money coming from overseas? You're relying on miracles because you can't watch it. But what's wrong with being a scribe, a sefer? He says, Chad Kaiser. El Chad Kaiser, my timer. What's wrong with that? Amr Shumalevi, you know why? It's very interesting. Chav Dalet Tainiyas, 24 fast days, Yoshfu, Anshe, Knesset, Agadela, the Chachamim sat, Al Koisve, Sfarim, Tfilin, and Mezuzahs. They davened that all of these Seferim who write Tfilin and Mezuzahs, if it's Tayyidah, Shaloyis Asher, we don't want them to come rich. Why? Because Shalolim is Asher, because the moment they come rich, ain't Koisve, they stop being a Sefer. And then they start being a Seferim. We need Seferim. But this is quite good. That's a Shevet Shimon. We're all Seferim. They've never made it. And we know that Sefer is Tam, Isaac, Isaac, Sefer Tam, Potamah, Mitzvahs. So it's a very important job. We want to make sure that they stay committed and they have to work harder. Write more Sefarim. Says the Gemara, Torah, we learned, talking about Kaisa Sefarim, Kaisa Sefarim, Mezuzah, is Hain them. Vitagreyen, and the people who trade in it. Vitagli Tagreyen, he'll buy from them and trade on again, the wholesalers and the retailers. And all those people who work generally, including the rabbinate, and here he's saying to include those people who make money out of it. They sell tzitzis. They will never be very successful. Why? Because they become successful, they'll stop doing this. And we need people, we need svarim stores, we need it. We need them to want to work hard to be successful. So therefore, they'll never become too rich. However, if they're working the Shema, the Shem and Shemayim, they want people to have Svarim, they want people to have the Mezuzah as they write it, then they'll have a good panosim. B'nei Baishan is brought down from two different lines. B'nei Baishan, the people of the city, this is interesting, there's a long pre-chadash on this, which is very sadistic. B'nei Baishan, Nog, have a minute, you'll have your Ozlan Mitzur Litzayid in Marashabad. That means that even though you're allowed to travel on a ship, you're not allowed to travel 3 years before if you're going far away on a ship. But Erev Shabbos, they would not go anywhere to work, even though the market was only open on Fridays. They refused to go, because Erev Shabbos, they didn't go. Also, B'nai, the next generation, the kids, said, Kamai, the kid, Rabbi Yechon, Omlet said, look, our boss and our parents were wealthy. They didn't have to go to the market. They can pay top prices in the local supermarket. Efshalu, they have a breda. Now we can't afford it. We need to go to the markets over there to buy cheap. Like Efshalon, can we go ahead and go? Because our parents had a minig, a tradition. Amlu, he said, Kvar kiblu aveseichem aleim. Your parents already took it upon themselves. And it says, Shema b'ni musar avicha, ba'al titoish toilasimecha. That my son, you should follow the ways of your father and do not change the ways of your mother. Now this, the Pri-Chadosh uses this, I mentioned last time, that if you make a neder, you go to Mevatel neder. But if your parents or your ancestors made a neder, it's not so simple to go to Mevatel neder, because it's not your neder to Mevatel. It's because our teacher tells you mecha. And it's it talks about barichas. When, which menhagim you're allowed to cancel, which ones you cannot cancel, and so on and so forth.
They accepted
exactly. The Chassam Sefer uses the cholavakim. He says that those people who say the cholavakim today is mutter, it makes it worse. Because Pichadu says he's talking to people who took it upon themselves. Also, Pichadu advice says he never took it upon themselves. Pichadu says that Pesvadim it's mutter because there's only also called man. But Ashkenazim, who even though it was mutter, continued this for many years. The Ramah writes, even though there's no chazedim gedalim in our cities, still also. So now it's an edit that I said. He said cholak is matter. Makes it much worse. Okay, good Shabbos. Continue on Sunday.
Thank you for listening to another one of our great recordings. We hope you enjoyed listening to this lecture and found it enriching and inspiring. To download and listen to many of our other recordings, please sign up today for a free membership via our website, www.jml.org.au.